الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ليس البر أن تولوا وجوهكم قبل المشرق والمغرب ولكن البر من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر والملائكة والكتاب والنبيين وآتى المال على حبه ذوي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل والسائلين وفي الرقاب وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة والموفون بعهدهم إذا عاهدوا والصابرين في البأساء والضراء وحين البأس أولئك الذين صدقوا وأولئك هم المتقون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, in yesterday's lesson we mentioned that certain things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, certain tangible things and certain intangible things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made forbidden upon man. In the current verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now gives us a clear explanation or a detailed description of what is piety. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the start of this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned something very strange, very curious. Allah makes a curious statement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, listen, piety is not about you turning your faces towards the east and towards the west. Now, what is meant by this verse and who is being addressed in this verse? It could either refer to the Muslims or it could refer to the non-Muslims, ala qawlain. Both views are mentioned by Mufassirin. If it refers to the Muslims, then what does this part of the statement mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Muslims that, listen, piety is not about you turning your face towards the east and towards the west. So what does this mean? Remember the incident of the changes of the Qibla, the changes that were made in the Qibla. The Muslims were initially facing Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, and then after that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded and instructed the Muslims to now face the Kaaba. So what had happened was, the Yahud made a fuss about this. They said the Qibla was Al-Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Maqdis. Now why is it that you are now facing the Kaaba, whereas this was also the Qibla of some of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, your predecessors? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the Muslims by saying, don't be concerned, don't be bothered about what the Yahud have to say regarding the facing of the changes that were made in the Qibla and now you're facing the Kaaba. Because piety is not just about you turning your face towards the east and the west, there's more to piety. And if this verse refers to, if the Yahud and Nasara are being addressed in this verse, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember the Yahud used to face the Maghrib, they used to face the West, and the Nasara would face the Mashriq, they would face the East as a Qibla. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Yahud and Nasara in this verse that, listen, piety is not just about you facing the East and facing the West as Qibla, but what is true piety? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is Iman billahi azza wa jal. Piety is the piety of that person, man amana, that person who brought Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wal yawm al-akhir. Piety is where a person brings Iman in Allah in the last day, where a person brings Iman in all of the Malaika, in the Kitab, this Qur'an as well, because the Yahud and Nasara, they refuted, rejected this Qur'an. One Nabiyyin, and piety is also where a person brings Iman in all of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam. Then Allah says, وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَىٰ. Allah says, piety is also the piety of that person who gives his wealth despite his deep love for wealth. But he gives his wealth to who? Allah says, ذَوِي الْقُرْبَىٰ, to his relatives, وَالْيَتَامَىٰ, to the orphans, وَالْمَسَاكِينَ, to the poor ones, وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ, to the traveler, the wayfarer, وَالسَّائِلِينَ, he also gives his wealth to the beggars. Allah says, وَفِي الرِّقَامِ, and he also spends his wealth in freeing slaves. Then Allah says, وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَىٰ. So consider all of this part of piety, where you spend on your own family, this is also part of piety. Allah says, وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ. Piety is also the piety of that person who establishes salah and who gives zakah. وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا. Piety is also, piety also refers to those people who are true to their promise when they make any covenant, when they make a promise, or when they make some covenant, they are true to their covenant, they are true to their promise. Allah says, وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ. Piety also refers to those people who are steadfast at times of difficulty, at times of hardship and suffering, and also at وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ, in the battlefield, at the time of battle, they are also steadfast. They do not retreat when the enemy advances. Allah says, such people are considered to be pious people. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. They are the true ones. They are the genuine. They are the faithful. Allah says, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. Such people are the pious ones. Such people are those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us from the muttaqeen. وَأَخِرُ دَعْوَانَا.